We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
It's the tag team champions of the world!
Parkinson Spiegel.
I can't believe it! Look at this! It's over!
Afternoons on the Score.
I've been having a little fun tonight, so if I stir my words, I apologize, but I've been drinking a little bit, so so we having a good time.
All right, welcome back. Parkinson Spiegel on the Score. We appreciate Jason Goff for coming in. Plenty still to get to, including, yes, hot takery from a non-hot take site on our guy, Justin Fields. But Shane Reardon is the king of social media. He doesn't know that, but that's what I call you.
The king of what?
Social media.
Oh, yikes.
I think of him as the single guy on this crew who can put in the work that single guys must need to put in. For instance, he was like hobnobbing with some glitterati yesterday afternoon while a lot of us were doing other like family stuff.
Yeah, how's that?
Shane was out there like drinking, hardcore socializing, networking. Right? That was a very positive for the show, what Shane was out there doing yesterday.
I appreciate you saying that, Speaks, because I get a different feeling from the other guy sometimes.
Yeah. You do?
Really? I'm jealous.
Hey, if the feeling you're getting from me is not caring, then that's accurate. Okay. I don't care one way or another. Yeah.
No, but like, especially if you're hanging around with sporting humans who like to have a few and you're furthering relationships, somebody's got to do that. It's probably not going to be me, unfortunately.
Yeah, I wish it was. I'm jealous. You were drinking with Pat Manley last night, but I saw this tweet today from our executive producer, Shane Reardon, that came on the heels of last night, Shane texting the group chat that said, and I don't have the text up, but basically it was, apologize in advance for tomorrow, I'm getting hammered. Basically just, right? Is that a fair synopsis?
Yeah, that's a fair synopsis, but...
I can read it directly if you feel like I'm mischaracterizing you.
I like the text after that when he announced the guest list for today. We're supposed to have Barack Obama at 3. Martha Stewart was 4:15, I believe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you were going to have Eli Hershkovich and Joe Ostrowski on together at 5 o'clock.
So,
I still like that as an idea.
I'm still in for that. I'm down for that. Cross him!
Absolutely tanked, so sorry for tomorrow. You can blame Pat Rick, which is supposed to be Patrick, as in Patrick Manley.
All right.
Or Pat Trick, actually. You called him Pat Trick.
Yeah. We had a few, like, responsibly.
Of course.
Sitting at the bar. But it was... Round two of my drinking escapades.
Okay, so you tweeted today, I am offensively tired and have no clue why. I got 7 hours last night. Can 30-year-old men get mono?
Yep.
It's not mono, Shane. It's that you went to a boozy brunch yesterday and then drank with Pat Manley, and you're like, oh, we had a few. Can we unpack a few?
Okay, so, yeah. I mean...
At the brunch, how many mimosas?
Either probably six or seven.
How
six
many
seven
shots?
Bottomless. There were two or three rounds of shots.
And
it's in the morning.
In the morning.
No, it started at 11:30.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Right, right. Okay, but and sugary, right?
So,
Vegas bombs?
What I mean to say, installment number one of the two-part drink day.
Yes. Six or seven mimosas, two or three Vegas bombs.
Vegas bombs had to be explained to me today.
Yeah. And there was also like a old-fashioned made with a little bit of screwball, too. So,
mixing three different types of liquor.
It looked really good. I wanted to try it. It wasn't very good.
We're mixing three different types of liquor.
You know, that sounds like it's going to get you mono.
Eight or nine drinks. Then you take a break.
Yeah, for a few hours.
And then Pat
Trick Manley. I made a two-mile walk home from brunch with the dog so I could walk off the booze.
And then Pat Trick Manley asks for you to come out to have beer. And how many beers do you consume?
What? Probably six, like draft beers.
This is round two.
Curious as to why, after six beers, three shots, six or seven mimosas, and an old fashioned, he's a little tired today.
But see, that's
it's a my hangover.
No, it's not. Like my hangover. Feeling this morning isn't associated with the common hangover. There's no nausea. There's no headache. Nothing like that. I got up on time. I got up early. Went for a long walk with the dog. Got coffee. Made breakfast. Did a little show prep. Watched MLB Network.
But you're a little fuzzy.
I'm not fuzzy.
You're
I'm
a little
just tired. Just tired. I don't think at my age, at 30, that can be considered a legitimate hangover because I should be feeling it harder, and I'm not. I just don't get hungover.
You're not some sort of medical marvel. You're 30. Well, when you do exactly what you did yesterday, 3 years from now, it's going to feel worse.
You'll be weeping. You'll be absolutely fetal weeping the next morning.
And then 3 years from then, it won't happen. And you won't go out with Pat Trick Manley.
Yeah, well, and then, the thing. Like, that probably wasn't the smartest decision of mine to give into the peer pressure. When Pat texts, like, hey, I'm going to go down the block for a beer. You want to come join me? I said, no, man. I just did brunch. I'm really tired. And then he called me a quitter. So I was at the bar within 20 minutes. I'm not going to let him call me a quitter.
All right. So Tanny and I, mid-30s, Spiegs, ancient. How would we define what Shane is experiencing?
Painful and
tell me what your hangover
for.
Is. When you're hungover, what is your hangover?
51 is not ancient. I don't believe.
Okay.
I'm smack dab. Hey, I am smack dab in the middle of the top end of the demo. Okay? Just remember that. 25 to 54, I am smack dab in the middle of the top end.
What is your hangover, Danny?
My hangover is a headache, not wanting to get out of bed, and frankly, like stopping drinking because I know that my kids are very disrespectful of my hangover and Owen will be up at 7 a.m. regardless.
God, he does not have a healthy respect for your hangover.
He does not.
Or Spies, the pool. What's your hangover?
My hangover, irritable, beating myself up, headache, unproductive, and not as sharp as I'd like to be.
Tanny?
I couldn't tell you the last time I got drunk enough to get a hangover, but it's usually tension, headache, irritability. Yeah, just not very patient.
Okay, so I've maybe had those type of hangover feelings three or four times in my drinking life. I didn't start drinking until I turned 21. I was terrified of my father. So I have never felt that on a regular basis. So you can't tell me that me just being tired here today, I have to classify that as a hangover because I've felt that only three or four times.
So you're saying that you believe you would have woken up today in the same state of tiredness had you not had three Vegas bombs, six mimosas, an old fashioned, and five beers yesterday?
Yeah, I think so.
Is so ridiculous.
I just don't think it's a hangover. I just think it's just one of those tired days.
Couple textures say that it might be
related to the booze.
Couple textures say that it might be the Red Bull in the shots. That could be something. But that's not enough Red Bull to really affect you.
Like it's just like a topper.
I think it's the four different kinds of booze and the 13 cocktails that he had yesterday.
I don't know, man. I am a superior drinker.
But you're getting older. That's the reality that you're not being confronted with. We all were great drinkers in our 20s.
You can't use my age against me when it supports your narrative, and then when you need the young guy perspective, then use that for your narrative.
Oh, no, actually, you absolutely can.
No, you can't.
He can totally do that.
Are you kidding?
Yep, that's the double-edged sword of everything.
Watch me.
I have plenty of water, too. Plenty of water. Didn't have any coffee yesterday. It's not a hangover. I'm just having a tired boy day.
Just having a tired boy day.
I can tell you why his brain's foggy. I can tell you why right now. I got it right here in front of me.
No, you don't.
What's in front? Oh, I know what's in front of him. I can't even see it.
No.
Are you filling out the lineup?
Why would you do that, Tanny?
Are you ignoring the show and filling out the lineup?
What's happening?
Are you filling out the lineup?
I'm going to have to deal with now?
He's doing the Odyssey lineup.
I mentioned the softball team on the radio show.
We never do that.
You're using it against me.
Oh, boy.
It's content.
Trouble in paradise. Trouble in paradise over there.
No, he did a good job today. He booked Goff and my sister.
Andrew Vaughn's in the ninth spot, right? Where are you hitting Lawrence?
Can't wait. Where are you hitting Lawrence?
Yeah.
Five.
How are you going to compensate for the loss of Cody Westerlund?
We'll talk about it later.
Are you worried? Are you going to need a nap in because you're hungover and feeling lethargic today?
No, I'll be fine.
You're going to be fine? How's the team going to be this year?
They'll be good.
We going to be defending our runner-up finish?
Oh, I like this where he doesn't want to talk about the softball
team. Yeah, nice job, Good Tanny. Yeah, that's producing.
That is a win
producing. Showing off his jersey for the non-participant on the old
Twitch
chat.
I'm taking that back real quick. Guy's not even playing, and I do a nice guy thing and get him an 83 jersey.
And he bus tosses you
I almost just said the F word. See what you're doing to me? I almost just said
the
F word.
You know what? This looks like someone is maybe hung over today.
I'm irritable. You wouldn't have gotten that close to the F word if you weren't hungover and irritable.
Not hungover. I would not come to work hungover.
For the record, I do believe it's the double dip of the drinking with the break in between. Probably. I know there's no nap, but it's like the up and then down and then up and then down. And it's just too much. Too much volatility, even for you, you little 30-year-old sprint.
You know what that sounds like? A hangover.
It's true.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like 14 drinks over 12 hours and then a little tired the next day.
A lot of people suggesting I just need to start drinking again.
Oh, you got a beer?
No, I don't.
I saw a beer in the fridge.
Yeah, but I'm not going to do that on a Monday at 3:45, dude.
When he has a big game tonight at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Can I have it?
Yeah, you can
have it. Does that mean I have a problem?
9 o'clock? Were you playing the Oakland Athletics?
It's a late start. Yeah. I can't wait to flip that on.
Isn't
the
that
softball
trash?
Channel tonight, lying in bed.
Absolute trash. We finished second place last year, lost in the championship game, and they give us the 9 o'clock game.
Yo, no one cares, man. We can't be talking about that.
Well, this is the late game. It's the season opening doubleheader. You got Chris Berman and Trent Dilfer on the call, right? That's what you got tonight. It's a Monday night late game.
I literally hate it here.
Then why are you so invested in the softball team here? Mm.
Maybe you should go early to the ballpark and start working on your lineup.
Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't have any time to fill out the lineup between 6 and 9 p.m.
Seriously.
Tonight.
Seriously.
I'm excited, man. I'm excited. Yeah. I've got a piece of paper here in front of me. Uh-huh. I'm still doing my job.
Let me just check something. 5 o'clock hour is still guest-free. Okay. It's good to know. Good to know.
No, I take shots at the guest list. You take shot at him being alone.
Oh, got it.
That's how it works.
I forget.
Forgot your role.
It's hard to fit guests in there when you guys just want to talk so much.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well,
This is the Parkinson Spiegel show.
That didn't register like a shot at all.
That one felt
really good.
They line up here to see us. Yeah,
killing me, Danny. Yeah, Tanny.
Most downloaded show at the station. Both of us are killing you right now, actually. Yeah, we're Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.